With YPR News, I'm Nate Hedgie. The Montana Department of Environmental Quality today held a public meeting on draft rules to oversee the disposal of radioactive oil waste in the state. Radioactive oil waste, also known as TNORM, is the sludge that's pulled out of the ground when companies are fracking or drilling for oil. It is way less radioactive than nuclear waste, but it's still considered a hazard, and this is the first time the state has tried to regulate it. Ed Thamke is with the DEQ.
It's something that I can say with confidence that warrants regulations in an environmentally sound and sensible manner, but it's not something that people should get so excited about that it scares them beyond reason.
Around 40 people attended the public hearing in Helena Thursday morning, and more than a dozen testified, including Rachel Torres, a member of the Northern Plains Resource Council.
I believe some of the rules leave a little bit to be desired, yes.
Torres lives downstream from the only radioactive oil waste disposal site in Montana, near Glendive. And she says while she's happy the DEQ is finally putting regulations on these sites, the rules don't go far enough. Torres wants third-party testing, groundwater monitoring, and post-closure care of these landfills that lasts longer than 30 years.
I feel a 30-year period is insufficient to address these types of facilities, as materials will remain radioactive for many decades, and that's not something my kids or my eventual grandkids should have to deal with.
The DEQ will be accepting public comment on the rules until October 18th. Another public hearing is scheduled for 7 p.m. September 20th in Sydney at the Mondack Heritage Center. In Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News.